Certified service centers in the River Region. Visit GraceTireCenter.com.
April Fools!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The government has released its weekly jobs report this morning. It shows a number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose by 61,000 last week to 719,000. Tomorrow, the government will be releasing the monthly jobs report for March. President Biden is touting a $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell describes as a Trojan horse. He says the Biden blueprint conceals ruinous tax hikes as well as more borrowed money. The president outlined his plan during a stop in Pittsburgh yesterday. In Southern California, a mass shooting in the city of Orange, California. Four people shot and killed, one of the victims, a child, a suspected gunman shot and wounded by police. More details at SRNNews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A late season cold snap as Old Man Winter makes a visit to town, and this is not an April Fool's joke. Windy today, unusually cold for this late in the season. High in the upper 50s, winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. That's why there's a wind advisory in effect. Freeze warning tonight. Our low temperature by morning down to about 32, and the record low is 30 from 1881. We'll be close tomorrow. Not quite as windy, but still too cool. High 60, down to 34 Saturday morning. Widespread frost again. Saturday's high 69. Easter Sunday will be perfect, though. Morning low 40, afternoon high 74. A great holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office is asking for new information in a cold case murder from May 2011. Delon Harris was shot to death in the Goshen community. There is now $25,000 in reward money for the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 1.6 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered across the state. The National Guard is hosting mobile vaccination clinics in rural counties. And the Montgomery Whitewater Project will hold a second workshop for local construction subcontractors and construction suppliers tonight at 6 p.m. The project manager will give an overview of the project and opportunities for local construction companies. For more information on tonight's workshop, visit MontgomeryWhitewaterProject.com. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, as the big boy said.
Oh, my cans are hot.
Yeah?
How could you
translate that for people, Eddie, who aren't, you know, in on the radio biz?
My cans are hot.
Okay, I'm going to guess here, Joey. I haven't been in the radio biz myself. I'm going to say it's your headphones are hot. But
by hot, you mean?
Loud.
Yeah, they're loud.
Well, you're following Udell.
Hot cans. All right, let me turn.
But now, if Udell were to say something about hot cans, it might be a different.
Yeah, you think
different
so?
Conversation completely. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just I love some of that old timey jargon. You know, aren't headphones or earphones or AirPod 3s. No, over ear AirPods. When Apple came out with that, I'm like, that's not. Who the heck is calling me right now? We're doing a show, dadgummit.
You're worried about your car warranty.
Welcome into News and Views. Let me turn down these cans. Let me shut off this stupid phone. It never fails. That you can't, you know, be engaged with the world anymore.
It's hard to be engaged.
Look at you. You're doing it now, too.
I can't help it, Joey.
It's you and your generation. And don't get me started on the boomers and their phones and all the dings and dongs and rings. And oh, look. A new coupon.
Coupon.
Welcome into the program. And, you know, it is old-timey things, well, that are going to save us and bring us the future.
Is that right?
Yeah, early 20th century approach to the 21st century. That is the Biden administration's agenda.
Got to go back in time, get a good idea, and we're going to bring it forward. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to have a new deal. We'll call it an infrastructure deal.
Okay.
But it'll be a new deal. It'll be green and sustainable. So it'll be like a green new deal sustainable plan.
I don't understand how it's going to be green and sustainable. That's the part I'm not getting.
Solar panels.
Are we buying more solar plants like we did with Obama?
No, that was solar companies that would produce the panels. Now we're just going to do the darn thing.
Oh, okay.
We're just make the panels. I don't know how. And it doesn't necessarily have to be profitable. You know, folks, there's going to be a lot within this massive infrastructure package. I gave you the headlines yesterday from the Wall Street Journal. And only about $600 billion, just off the top of my head. I'm not looking at it right here.
Only $600
billion. Only $600 billion, give or take, over 8 years. This is only phase one, by the way. So phase one would be to over 8 years, like 2.2, 2.5. You know,
a couple bill between friends.
Right, come on. But about $600 billion will be for actual, like, roads, bridges, airports.
No offense, Joey. I've heard this before. I heard this not long ago in this great state of Alabama, that we're raising gas taxes because we're building roads and bridges.
Well, I saw a CBS report this morning that said, according to the Corps of Engineers, of course, engineers realize there's more to engineer, don't you know? That's the first choice, you know.
Yeah.
But they give the nation a C- on infrastructure. Because there are some decrepit roads and bridges, and I'd imagine there are.
There are. Swayback Bridge in Elmore County.
Every 2 hours, there's a water main break in this country. Which makes me wonder, why the heck am I paying the water company or the city any taxes? And I'm not picking on Montgomery. It's like, wait, how is a water main break in my neighborhood next to the park the federal government's prerogative? Oh, they can print money, I guess.
Right.
But then one stat they threw out in that C- grade, the Corps of Engineers, is 40% of America doesn't have access to public transportation. How do you feel about not having good, sound, robust public transportation?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. When I lived in Alaska, we had public transportation like I'd never seen before. And even here, I think, when I was in junior high school at Capitol Heights, we rode the bus. But somehow in Montgomery, that system went away, and now we have something a little bit different. I really support a public transportation system.
Yeah, but what kind? Buses?
Buses for now, because we don't have money to lay railway or subway.
I think we should bring the Lightning Route back.
I would love that idea.
And not a bus that says Lightning Route.
Oh, it's not the same?
No, it looks like a trolley. Yeah. It's like, no, get the wires running again. I want to see some electricity flowing.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
It's more sustainable, not your gas-guzzling bus that mimics a sustainable trolley.
What if we use...
This is the future, baby. We need to go back in time to go forward in time.
I thought we were buying electric buses anyway.
Actually, I think we are.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a few.
But here's something I don't get.
It's one thing about the recent decision by the mayor and city council to just refinance things at a lower interest rate. Yeah, cool.
That's not a bad idea.
Money. Yeah, that works for me.
But with our public transportation here in Montgomery, we have a few bus stops. Most of them don't have roofs. It's kind of hot here in Montgomery. So I'd love to see a better public transportation system. Plus, if we sold advertisement on those buses at those bus stops, I think it would become sustainable at that point. Advertisement's not cheap, as you well know, Joey. You're in the advertisement business.
Sure, no, it is not cheap. Call us, 272-9228. I'll put you in touch with our sales office.
Right, it's not cheap, but very effective.
Yes.
So with these public transportation projects, whether it be a bus stop or on the bus, why aren't we selling that advertisement? I mean, they're rolling around town. It's a rolling billboard.
Right.
So I think we're missing some opportunities there.
But this bill will have a lot more than just, you know, hey, we got a project, we got a bridge.
Yeah.
And by the way, people have looked into where are the decrepit bridges and roads. There are occasionally some major thoroughfares that, that should be.
Highway 14.
You need to upkeep that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see occasionally those news stories where a major bridge or interstate. Yeah, remember the one in Atlanta a while back? Yeah. That stuff should definitely be taken care of. You're not going to get much argument from me. However, a lot of your decrepit roads and bridges are in places where people hardly go.
Swayback Bridge in Elmore County.
You know, literally the bridges of Madison County, Iowa, or wherever. Like, it's places where no wonder people haven't invested in it. You barely use it. But beyond just, okay, what's the wisest way to build public infrastructure? Mm-hmm. There is much more to this bill. It is a huge, again, every bill they're going to do is going to have a huge They're going to redistribute wealth. They got to,
I see.
Pass out some pie. I mean, there's always room for an extra slice of pie. I've learned this, but sooner or later you run out of the pie, and just cutting it up more doesn't. What you need to do is continue to bake more pies. There's also going to be, instead of getting into all the dirty details of this bill, because I'm sure more will come out. New taxes, not just on corporations, but also on cap gains.
They're going to make us pay for
it. It's going to hurt competitiveness. But it's also like, don't kid yourself that all the corporations are screaming, no, don't tax me, bro. No. Like, half of them are in on this and have already put in their bets for the green revolution. It's all one big, almost fascist. I mean, it's not like shlingly-clingly Nazi fascist. It's not even like, it might be like Mussolini. Because... at least in the Italian elitist school.
Right.
Take what you will from this bill. And you're going to see phase one, phase two, trillions of dollars. And by the way, you know how the left, one of their rules is?
What's that?
Never take yes for an answer.
Oh, is that right?
Never take yes for an answer. So there are a lot of progressive groups coming out today saying, this isn't enough money. This isn't big and bold enough. We need $10 trillion in just the first phase.
Hold on.
$10 trillion over 10 years. We need to spend a trillion a year on whatever we want and call it infrastructure.
How does this go back to Mussolini?
Oh, well, I came across this proposal because so much money is at stake.
Okay.
Have you ever heard tale of Amtrak?
Yes.
You ever ridden on an Amtrak train?
I actually have enjoyed it. I look forward to do it again someday.
You and your hippie ways.
Why? What?
You need to go back, watch some Kojak for me. All right, he'll set Kojak. You straight.
Oh yeah. What about Beretta? You familiar with Beretta?
Am I familiar with Beretta? No, I'm not.
He had a bird. He was awesome.
He had a bird.
Yeah.
Like a.
Big cuckoo. I think what they call it. Cuckoo. Anyway, Mussolini in the train.
You Amtrak. You like Amtrak?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think it's unfortunately a government program that...
Yeah, they nationalized, I think, these private companies that were struggling because, planes and cars in 71.
You can't ship automobiles by plane all that often, Joey. But trains, trains can get it done.
Dream the impossible dream, my good friend. Dream the impossible dream. But, Amtrak is, of course, looking for more funding. So they put out kind of a worksheet.
Okay.
And not only are they going to try to, they already hired a few years ago the former CEO of Delta Airlines, want to turn it around, make it more profitable, giving them fair hearing. I'm going to steel man it. There are routes on Amtrak that are profitable.
Yes, there are.
Especially in the Northeast Corridor. It's usually the shorter routes.
Mm-hmm.
Say from New York City to Washington, D.C. and all the places in between. Yeah, you can make money doing that one.
I think out west, too, where they do the overnight train.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Right there. But it's only, it has to be limited within a few hundred miles.
Right.
They have also these other routes that go cross-country.
Yes.
It's like 1800s technology going on here.
I
like
to say it's 1800s.
Well, it might have been updated a little bit, but have you seen those rooms?
Yeah.
Not exactly glamorous.
Dude, you need some train time, buddy.
Okay, whatever. What, are you trying to get me involved in a murder mystery? He was in roomette B101.
Murder.
When he noticed the man with the mustache, he kind of looked like Ron Jeremy. I thought he was in prison. But Amtrak came out with this sheet, and of course they're saying they have a section called What We Need from Congress.
Okay.
And it says significant government funding is required to support passenger rail around the world. And the U.S. is no different. We need to act more like the Chinese. No, they didn't say that. We need enhanced funding and tools to build and operate these new and improved routes, including funding, increased federal funding to Amtrak's National Network Grant to support operating and capital costs for new and improved corridor routes. So not only do they want more funding for failing long-distance routes, they want to add new routes.
Well, you got to grow.
And they want fair access. Now, what do they mean by that? Well, they want a streamlined and expeditious process for accessing freight rail lines and determining reasonable capacity improvements. So they want priority over private industry.
Oh, yeah.
And then this last one's the one that got me. And it's kind of like Mussolini. And it literally says this, folks. This is on number three on what Amtrak needs from Congress. Number three, on-time trains.
Well, who doesn't want a train to be on time?
Well, how do you get a train to be on time? You have Congress mandated, doggone it. Just like poverty has been whooped, the war on drugs has been won.
Those trains are doomed.
Well, and the way they want to do it is new enforcement tools for Amtrak's existing right to preference over freight trains to ensure our riders arrive on time.
Yeah.
What would that do to the cost of goods?
It makes it going to go up a little bit.
And you're probably also going to really peeve off Warren Buffett.
Well, yeah.
Especially after Keystone was shut down. Yeah. You don't want to get rid of those freight line priorities.
You're going to make fuel prices go up a little bit
but
more.
But that's the long and short of all the things in this infrastructure bill, folks. Amtrak would like Congress to mandate that the trains run on time. We're really heading into the 21st century here, folks.
They're in control of that themselves, really. They are the railway. They control when the train leaves the station.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're sharing tracks with maybe their competitors, but instead of reaching out to the government and say, hey, will you beat this guy up for me, why not do some negotiating back and forth?
I'm not a locomotive engineer I'm just a fool on the radio, and I know that they want the trains to run on time.
Well, that is important.
And we will be a better nation for it. GW, welcome to the show.
Hey, I got a question. You were talking about the public transportation in Montgomery. There's one's a question, one's a state information. You notice UPS trucks are utilizing propane.
Correct.
Instead of gas. I assume that's more cost efficient than gas.
Yeah, it is.
So there's that option. I don't know if anyone ever looked at that, but
and it's probably cleaner than traditional petrol.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lot cleaner. And actually, if you look at some of the lawn services, they actually hook up their lawnmowers with propane tanks. But you mentioned advertising on the bus. That really is it doesn't work. It could work.
Well, hold on, GW. I know where you're going to go, and I want you to finish, but I got to interrupt I got to interrupt to say Eddie brought this up because he just went to Vegas, and it works there.
It works everywhere. Well, it's a driving
The problem with it is, because I did it, the problem with it is let's say you have 50 buses in the fleet of buses for the city of Montgomery. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what the advertiser does, he sells you an advertisement, for the front, the back, and it depends on the side. If it's the side where the door opens up, the stops, it gets the stand, the bus stop, it's one price. If it's the side of the bus that doesn't stop at the actual stop, but is always on the roadside, then it's another price.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so you buy an advertisement, let's say you buy 10 advertisements, you got 10 buses, but there's 50 buses in the fleet. But there's no guarantee the advertisement your bus put on is going to be running on any particular day. It might be broke down. It might be broke down for 3 months. So you're paying for the person who's paying for the advertisement has got an advertisement for 10 buses he's paying for, and 5 of them are in the shop and broke down, and there's no guarantee when those buses will be put back on service.
Right. I understand that. But then I go to my advertising rep, and just like, God forbid, say Blue Water lost a tower, and so they couldn't advertise with me for a week or so.
I was going to say, just say, pull it off the buses, advertise on radio. Right.
There you go.
Now, I agree with you. And the thing is, when you sign the contract with the vendor, where the person providing the advertising, you have to actually pay for the putting that marquee on the bus every time it's put on there. And you're under, and it's an arbitration clause in the contract and stuff. The people that are paying for the advertising aren't getting what they're sold. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work. It would work if you said, okay, I'm paying for 10 advertisements on 10 buses, and if those buses are running all the time, I think it's a great advertisement.
Well, and it depends on the product, and is it a nice fit?
Yeah. Well, that too, but if the buses broke down the side of the road, guess what? I got a 40-foot billboard till somebody moves that 10
bucks. I wonder with some of these old-school advertisements, especially like if you're in a big city, like when I see a guy who's like a starved male model wearing underwear, I don't think I've ever bought underwear that way.
Really?
It's not. The only problem is, the ones that stay out, the bus doesn't stay on the side of the road. I was talking about right in front of me. The bus doesn't stay on the side of the road. It's a record comes back against it, takes it, put it on the yard, where it might sit there for. It might not get running again. They might cannibalize it for parts.
You're right, and I get your point, but that could happen. Yeah. Let's say I put a billboard on 231 and a storm comes tomorrow and bangs it. I mean, in the business I'm in, I'm all about negotiating, and everybody cuts their own deal. I mean, they might hand you a generic contract that might work for Joey, but someone like me might read that contract and go, well, hey, I got some changes. And if they say, no, we can't do that, well, guess what?
Right.
You know, see ya. Moving on down the road.
Well, I mean, that's true. I'm saying it's a good deal to advertise on the buses, but that's a problem that actually comes up in the real world.
I can imagine. You're right now. But my biggest thing, honestly, is that and the bus stops.
I gotta hit a break here.
Yeah.
Why don't you go catch your bus, Joey?
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, GW. How long were we talking about that? I appreciate you, GW. I like you, but how long were we talking about bus advertising?
Long enough to hopefully somebody will call the city and go, hey, why ain't we advertising on them buses?
No, they need to call Blue Water Broadcasting, as the buttery one says. Radio works. And
it does work.
This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. James Cole, the entire Cole family there at, well, the whole Cole family there at Cole Plumbing. They've been serving the community since 1977, servicing homes and, you know, plumbing problems here in Montgomery, Autauga, and Elmore County and the entire area. The River Region, you might have heard of it. And they can be right there if you have an emergency. Cole Plumbing is known for their excellent service. They're number one in the number two business for many reasons. It's that service. It's also their proprietary pipelining technology. That means with precision and expertise, with a tech unique to them, they can get in there and solve your problem with minimal discomfort to you and your home. They're not going to dig up a huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of drywall, or take forever. No, with precision, accuracy, with speed, they can get in there and solve the problem, especially if it's an emergency, like a burst pipe or something like that. This cold snap here.
Yes.
You got to watch out. You just never know, folks. You just never know. So save this number in your phone, 279-8919, 279-8919. That is the number for Cole Plumbing. And say you don't even have a problem, but you'd like a tankless water heater. Cole Plumbing can do that.
Good idea.
Brand new toilets.
Cole Plumbing can do that.
They can do that. Maybe you need to run a new water line for a new appliance. Maybe you got something fancy. Maybe a bidet with heated water.
Ooh, that's an idea, Joey.
Cole Plumbing can do that.
They can do that.
They can do all of that, folks. Whether you got an issue that you need fixed, you want to upgrade, or you have an emergency that, well, Cole Plumbing needs to get there right away, give them a call at 279-8919. Just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bull,
call on Cole.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
You want to do a little yoga while you were at break, Joe?
You saw that, too. Like I said, you and your hippie ways. We'll be right back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Mo Brooks will be joining us in the 11 o'clock hour.
Cool.
Congressman Mo Brooks from North Alabama.
He'll be in the studio?
He should be here in person.
I like that.
In the flesh.
All right.
And, of course, he is now a candidate to be the next United States Senator from the great state of Alabama. I look forward to discussing, well, big trends as well as, you know, what's going on today. I'd love to see what he has to think about what's going on with the border,
right?
With this infrastructure bill, so to speak.
Well, I bet he's got thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's got a take on all this stuff and look forward to talking to Congressman Mo Brooks about his candidacy as well as all the latest hot-button issues. And hopefully it's in the works. I believe next week we'll be talking on Wednesday. I don't know the exact time yet. We'll narrow it down to the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen
Reed.
Don't
you threaten me with a good time, Joey.
Oh, I love to threaten you with a good time.
I'm looking forward to that. You said it's Wednesday?
I believe Wednesday.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm here all week. Just cleared my schedule.
Okay.
Just that simple.
Nice. Yeah. You put your foot down. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. New controversy. Fake vaccination cards sold on the dark web.
Wait a minute. I came up with this 2 weeks ago. But
yeah?
I wasn't going to do it on the dark web. I was just going to do it right on eBay.
Right.
I mean, just... And it's going to say...
Wait, did you really come up with this? Or are you kind of like the guys, you know, watching Forrest Gump and you see the smiley face t-shirt origin story and you're like, I smiled the other day. I came up with that.
Dish Network?
Yeah?
That's Eddie Bader. When he was 9 years old.
You came up with Dish Network?
9 years old.
How?
I said to my wife one day...
You were 9.
Yeah. You never got married in elementary school? You didn't have those fake weddings and stuff? No wonder you live the way you do. Anyway.
No, I've been a bachelor my whole life.
When I was 9 years old and got married on the playground in Highland Gardens, my wife and I at that time were talking about the future of television. And at the time, I think, honestly, we were studying something about space. And I said, you should be able to beam movies, anything from one point to point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me, and we got a divorce that afternoon. But that was my idea.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because she knew you were all talking you couldn't execute.
Well, true, because I've been working on the reverse microwave my whole life.
The reverse microwave.
Okay, Joey.
So it takes something that's cooked and makes it uncooked?
No. You get a hot beer. You go to the store.
Oh, so it makes it super cold.
Right. I need my beer to be cold.
Don't they have super chillers already?
But not for you, me, average kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a hot beer? My soup's too hot. My soup's too hot, Joey. I don't want to wait.
Yeah, but it's not about the guy who says something. It's about execution.
I'm an idea man. That's how I roll.
Let's see who this is. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is a peanut butter complexion cat named Duke.
Hey, Duke.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm working.
I'm doing fine. I've been in and out of town a little bit and back and forth here and there, and kicked a little bit of your show here and there. But this Mo Brooks cat and this Tovia dude, I want to comment about these cats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it now that both of these individuals still riding on Trump coattail? Trump is a one-term president. He's a total loser.
No.
Like never before. Okay. I got that out of the way. Why is it that these cats are riding this cat coattail?
Well, because they are Republicans, and Trump is still...
This guy, one-term, he's a one-term guy, though.
So far,
Obama won both of his terms. He won first term and second term.
Yeah, but that was when cheating wasn't quite as obvious as it was his last go-around.
Oh, It's about cheating now. They haven't proved any of that, have they?
Heck no. How can we get, we can't even get it to go to court. Nobody wants to hear it. The truth.
Well,
Duke, the truth will set you free.
It's Supreme Court people that he appointed that he was so sure that they would side with him. Guess what? They didn't side with him. What about that?
Well, let's go back to your original question. How would you and who would you like Tuberville and Mo Brooks to get behind?
Themselves. Believe in themselves.
And you don't think they do?
No, because they still, every time I look around, they're talking about Trumpet bought this, Trumpet bought it, I'm a Trumpet. Trump is in the past. Mm-hmm. He's a has-been. He lost.
All right.
Okay? He totally lost, like never before. You can do a better impersonation of Trump.
Right. I don't know, Duke. Do it one time for me.
Right. Well. Huh? Well, this goes out to all the haters and the losers. And I say this with love. It's not their fault that they were born effed up. That was an actual Trump tweet from 2014.
Hit one of them for me, Joey. Come on, please.
No, but like Trump did do an interview and Facebook removed it. It's like, even his voice is not allowed. Even my voice, Duke. Even my voice is not allowed on Mark Zuckerberg's, okay, whatever, Zuckerberg. So this interview's making the rounds, and he was asked by his, I guess, daughter-in-law, Laura. It's spelled L-A-R-A.
I think that's how rich people spell Laura.
And so she asked him, are you going to run for re-election? And he said, what's the quote here? I'm trying to find it. It's like, you should have a lot of hope. Have a lot of hope. So he's
all
probably going to run again.
But it is bigger than
Trump. I mean, a lot of the issues that Trump spoke to.
I know, but every time I hear them open their mouth, they part their lips, as the old folks say, part their lips.
How much have you paid attention to Bo Brooks and Tuberville, say, in the last week?
Well, last week they talked about the border. All of a sudden, they ran out to the border. Now, why didn't they run out to the border when Trump was in there, when O'Keefe was locked up in the cage?
You didn't have the same surge, especially by the time Tuberville was there.
I guess same reason AOC went to the border last time, but she won't go this time. It
doesn't. The keys were locked in the cages. I meant to say.
You know, Duke, we get into this, and it is fun. We get into this kind of back and forth, and I'm always reminded that maybe all these politicians are just taking us for a ride. You know,
maybe they're taking me for a ride. That's the reason I'm calling them out.
But maybe us voting for them doesn't actually make us free.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I always think of that
whenever we get into these partisan fights. Maybe.
But they just stack lies on top of lies. Ted Cruz, the same way. He get down there, you know, and take a little trip to Mexico and everything, and come back act like he love the people, and going down to the border. Him and Tuberville and all of them, about 15 or 20 of them went down there, didn't they, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Telling the same lie over and over and over again.
What lie
and
are
you
telling?
And you guys buying into it.
What lie?
Your callers buying into it.
Eddie's got a good point. What's the lie?
What lie are they telling, Duke?
Hell, I can't remember all of them, but they're lying about the fact that Biden the only one that
they're lying about, you know, lying.
Lying about lying.
There you go.
And they're saying that the Republicans care about the kids more than the Democrats. And all of a sudden, they go on down there and...
Duke, you and I know, and Joey know, neither Republican nor Democrat cares about them kids. They don't.
But old Ted Cruz, all of them put some spit over their eye at they're crying on the sideline and everything, instead of getting the onion or whatever to make themselves look like they're crying.
AOC took all the onions from last time she was down. Which, why hasn't AOC gone back down? If things were so bad before, and they
that's
haven't...
That's probably what it is, right? They took the onion away.
They actually have gone method acting, Duke. All they got to remember is what the Republican leadership holds over them, you know, is leverage. Yeah. You don't want these photos to be released. And then they just remember that, and they can tear up pretty naturally.
But it's
interesting. On immigration... And what drives me nuts is this issue has been facing the country at least for two decades, the same sort of type of problem, and both parties tend to like to milk it instead of actually solving the problem,
about it.
Which would actually be a combination of what both parties are throwing down. You have to secure the border first. You also have to make deals with Mexico, Guatemala, and all the countries south of our border.
But let me say this, I'm going to
deal with the folks who are here, who have come here over the year.
Let me say this right here, then I got to go. Since it's April Fool's Day, us as being politician followers or whatever, whichever terminology you wish to use, everybody, somebody fool. Who fool are you? Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, dude. And it was a little bit of profundity there.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I'm my own fool.
That's what I'm thinking.
The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows he's a fool. Did you see the Yellowhammer April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
About the blue Auburn football field. I liked it.
Me too.
Naturally grown.
Got my attention.
My favorite part of it was that they're going to have to put up a net when the eagle flies because it was well known at like Boise State that birds would crash into it thinking it was
the sky.
No, they thought it was ocean.
Oh, good Lord.
They're diving for the fishes. For fish? Fishes? Fish?
Plural for fish is fish.
Always good hearing from Duke.
Yeah, I love Duke, man.
It is. I wasn't fooling you there. Trump says you should have hope, but he's going to run again in 2024. And I think people get behind Trump in all seriousness because they remember the Republicans they got behind for, and they're like, yeah, we got fooled many a time, so to hell with it.
Hey, when we go to Vegas here in a couple weeks, we need to see if we can find a pool on betting on Trump, whether he runs or not, so we put the money on it.
Okay.
They got all kinds of cool bets like that out there.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician, come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Call it a late-season shocker. Windy today, unseasonably cool for so late in the season. High only in the upper 50s, but winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour today. Wind advisory in effect today. Freeze warning in effect tonight. I think our morning low by dawn tomorrow morning will be very close to 32. The record low is 30 from 1881. Not quite as windy tomorrow, but still too cool. High 60, down to 34 Saturday morning. More widespread frost again, up to about 69 Saturday. Easter Easter Sunday is perfect. Morning low 40, afternoon high around 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. 40 plus years of experience here in the River Region. And that really comes into play, not just when you buy a home with the Goodson Group or sell a home through the Goodson Group. They can also manage that rental investment for you, which is a pain in the butt to do yourself. So why not, you know, hire the Goodson Group for basic property management. They'll even find you tenants. They, you know, make sure the house is working right, the lease is working right, and still a performing asset for you. A good investment, but just for a reasonable fee. You don't have all the personal hassle that goes along with it. But that 40 years of experience really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate schools here in the state of Alabama. And so many folks have taken Bo's class, got a great success in the real estate market. He's put together a great team out of that school, and it's a very reasonable fee for the class. I believe it's $375 for only 20 weeks for only $375. It's every Thursday night, very interactive, like I said. Not just turn to this page of your textbook, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios, good and the bad. You can learn from both. So check out the Goodson Group today, whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, have that property managed, that rental investment managed, or you want to join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So check them out at thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, you know the rule.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Trying.
Debbie, welcome.
Well, thank you.
How you doing, Debbie?
Hi, Eddie. Good morning to you and Joey. I was just going to make a comment.
Debbie, do you always wake up with like a ray of sunshine flying out of your head? Like it's through your voice.
So.
Like, hey, like, oh my Lord.
If you have a choice between being sad and happy, I'll pick happy every day.
Amen.
Here, here.
That's it.
I mean,
it's not a choice.
It's not the choice I make, but good for you.
We'll have to work on you, Joey. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was going to say, I wanted to put out a little bit of insight in my opinion. I think the reason why people like Trump is because the fact is he wasn't chosen by the establishment.
Good point.
Anybody that gets into the race, you know good and well they have to have the RNC or DNC stamp of approval, or they don't get it. Mm-hmm. They have to have that backing. So the DNC and the RNC, the establishment, choose who we get to vote for. We never get to vote for anybody other than who they've handpicked for us. So when Trump comes in with his own cash and makes it, then everybody's sitting there saying, we beat the establishment for once. Thank God. Okay? Yeah. It's as simple as that. It's nothing.
Yes.
You know, there's no. Yeah. So when Trump's sitting there saying, we're going to do this, this, and this, which we like the idea of, yeah, we're going to go forward, especially when he's doing it. You know? So it's not Trump himself. It's what he accomplished. And it was amazing.
Well, and I don't think he's done yet, and he may not run for president again, but he's going to be a kingmaker within the Republican Party. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Debbie. Trump, where a lot of leaders have succeeded, and actually to a degree Obama did this, any leader that finds great popularity, especially within a given group, number one, they're going to be a bit polarizing. I mean, in order to get people to love you, some folks got to hate you.
That's
unfortunately,
true.
That's just how the world works. I don't like it, but that's how it is.
That's how it is.
But also, people see what they want to see in a leader. So somebody who could be something to everybody, whether you love everything the man says, or maybe he represents something that's a good strategy or tactic, like, I'm just tired of D.C. Let's throw in the human insult machine. Let's throw in the walking hand grenade. I mean, let's put the bull in the china shop, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, you know, this guy actually talks like I talk. He sounds like Donnie from Queens calling into a talk radio show. There are different levels that people can connect with the guy. And there are a lot of, I think the biggest category in politics these days, whether you're traditionally a Democrat or a Republican, and I'm talking about the everyday folks, not the party activists and the diehards. I think a lot of folks feel politically homeless, like they don't quite fit in either major party. And
that's me.
That's why the populism of Trump speaks so loudly. But I think the opportunity is there for Democrat or Republican, whatever walk of life, to seize that same sort of base of homeless political support.
And we'll see. You know?
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you my April Fool's joke.
Okay.
My grandson played it on me many years ago. He got my phone, and he got in there and was messing with it. He was just a young thing, but he was always smarter than he should be. Still is. Not that he should be. I'm being funny there. But anyway, he went and put my birthday as April the 1st on my Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, I get all these birthday wishes on April the 1st, and it's not my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I've left it on all these years only because I like to see how many people fall for it.
Right. I got a friend.
I'm actually a Thanksgiving baby.
Oh, I got a friend that same thing. Today is not her birthday, but on Facebook it says it because her grandson put that out there a couple years ago. But with her case, she doesn't know how to change it, so...
I don't either. But I could find out if I really wanted to. I just haven't bothered.
Exactly.
Well, Debbie, I appreciate the call,
and you
keep that sunshine going. I'll keep the rain.
I'm going to try.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, hon.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the man to go see. He's truly a fine jewelry and estate jewelry expert. Not only years of experience in the family business, Heirloom Jewelers is a 40-year family-owned business here in Montgomery. But also, Troop has been trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He trains, in fact, all of his staff there at Heirloom Jewelers at the Gemological Institute of America. And it's because of that expertise that they can offer you amazing prices on those antique jewelry pieces you'd like to buy, as well as great prices and offers on those pieces you would like to sell to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. So let's start with the selling. Just call them up at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com, make an appointment there, and you show up on the appointed day and time at their location, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. When you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Bell, it's there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle, 6948 Vaughn Road. Show Troop your items. He'll look them over, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid right then and there. They'll give you a check that can be deposited at your earliest convenience. But if you're looking to buy from Heirloom Jewelers, you can just stop on by, or you can shop online at heirloomjewelers.com. And whether you buy in person or online, whether it's popping the big question or an unexpected gift at an unexpected time, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y for 10% off all your purchases there in person or online. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And it took everything within my power to finish that live spot because Tate Reeves is on the TV. Tate. Most Mississippi name ever. I love a governor that truly represents his state. He looks like Mississippi. He sounds like Mississippi. Dadgummit, he's got the name.
He's Mississippi, buddy.
You know, it's biblical. It's never biblical. It's all in the name. Destiny is in the name. Tate Reeves. He was destined to be governor. You know, I have to say Kay Ivey lives up to that pretty well, too. She's pretty Alabama, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, she's very Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they're talking about how Tate removed the mask mandate and cases are down in the last 7 days.
Has anybody told Biden that yet? Because, you know, he's coming out.
Oh, they're going to be like, oh, it's 2 weeks. Well, in Texas, it's been more than 2 weeks.
Right. I mean, Biden came back out. You know.
Yeah. It's almost like the non-pharmaceutical pharmaceutical interventions don't control the virus. They just control people.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but whatever makes you feel like you're in control.
Interesting, Joey.
And the good thing is we're going to make the trains run on time.
Or somebody will pay.
Yeah. We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, we have time here. We're going to go early to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, already on the line. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Man, I am doing great. Back in the great city of Tallahassee again this morning.
Nice.
Beautiful
nice.
Place.
It is a beautiful place.
I took the wrong samples yesterday when I was over here, and I didn't like these ladies drive all the way to Prattville, so I said, you know what, I'll bring them back.
Well, there's that extra mile, literally, customer service right there.
Literally, extra mile, without a doubt. But any excuse to get on this side of the state, I'm heading over this way. Amen. I just love this side of the state. It's a beautiful little drive. Gets me out of the office. I get an hour to listen to you guys.